Devotion. Maya and Veer, 1999 to 2009. It was springtime, her limbs delicate as primrose. Radha roamed the forest, searching high and low for Krishna. More and more distraught was she in love's feverish delirium. Jayadeva, the Gita Govinda. Maya first saw him at a wedding. Her friend was marrying his brother in the southernmost city of Hyderabad, on the banks of the Musi River, which separates the old city from the new. It was the year India and Pakistan fought in Kargil, up north. They had been fighting since partition, but still it was a conflict to be remembered. It was January, and cool, the day before Republic Day, which celebrated India's adoption of its constitution, when the country became truly free. It was held in a hotel alongside a garden, but Maya would not remember most of that. All she would remember of the wedding was that Veer was there, and that they were both seated on the stage during the Satvere, the seven circles of the sacred fire to the chant of mantras and the sweet smell of incense. Around and around the happy couple went holding hands, walking three times with the bride in front and the last four with the groom leading. Seven times, because a circle's 360 degrees cannot be divided by seven, and so the marriage was said to be indivisible. Maya, who was 16 or 17 and thin and gangly then, could not stop staring at Veer as the priest chanted steadily in Sanskrit, and the bride and groom repeated their vows. I will be Sama, you will be Rig. Let me be the heaven, you be the earth. Veer, who was older, had spoken a few words to Maya before the wedding to ask her the location of a beauty parlor. He said he needed it for his cousin, but she hoped it had been an excuse to approach her. After the ceremony, as Maya stood in a group of friends across from Veer, she noted that he was handsome, though not in a traditional way. His hair was slicked over to one side, and he had big, full lips set in a smooth, wide face. But it was his eyes, which were large and expressive, and one of which was lazy, that she liked most. He looked intense, poetic, lost in space. He didn't look like any man she knew. He also seemed to know his way around people, which she found impressive. Something about him made Maya think of the Hindu god Krishna, who was known to be compassionate and charming. Krishna also had a way with women. In his lifetime, it was said he had taken 16,000 wives. As Veer spoke, female wedding guests grouped around him in anxious clusters. Several times he made the entire wedding party laugh. Maya desperately wanted to go over and speak with him. But she wasn't adept at conversation. It was a quality that as a teenager she hadn't developed. And though people said she was pretty, with big, wistful eyes and silky hair that fell far down her back, she was certain that she was ugly. People also told her she had an intense stare and boyish figure. It didn't help that she was smarter than almost every boy in school, which made her feel self-conscious around them. She didn't dare speak more than a few words to Veer after the ceremony. As the wedding ended and the guests departed, several of the boys asked the girls for their emails. Maya gave everyone a wrong email, except Veer. She handed it to him on a tiny scrap of paper, just as he was preparing to board a train.
"Don't share this with anyone," she said, letting her voice drop low.
"Thanks," said Veer, who gave her an easy smile. Maya decided then, though she knew it was foolish, that Veer would be the man she'd someday marry. After several months, Maya received a greeting card in the mail, with a picture of a bear sitting at a writing desk on the front and the caption, "Thank you just doesn't seem like enough." Tucked inside was a letter. "It was a very nice time with you. Thank you so much for tolerating us, especially me. Hope I didn't bother you too much.
Veer wrote. I look forward to my next meeting with you.
The capital letters made Maya's heart leap. Below it, he had written,
The secret of happiness is not doing what one likes, but in liking what one does. And a sign-off. With lots of love and wishes, Veer, Kancha.
Love.
Kancha. A nickname. Maya tried not to get excited. She lived in Hyderabad, and he lived in Mumbai, which was a full day's train ride or expensive flight away. She had also heard he was seeing someone there, but she kept up the correspondence, hoping that if they built a friendship, someday it might grow into something more.